pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
For this episode, we're going to return to a favorite. We like to sit and ponder life's biggest questions. You know, we like to tackle just some of those wonderful hypotheticals.
Yes.
And I decided that it would be fun to do a theme.
Yes.
So for this one, I literally just Googled sci-fi hypotheticals.
Okay.
And I found this really interesting list at hypotheticalquestions.com.
Oh, wow.
And that's hypothetical-questions.com.
Okay.
And this was in their sci-fi section. And I think this is a perfect question. We have a movie coming out.
Pretty soon. I'm very excited.
The finale
of the Star Wars saga.
Yes.
That's right.
The ninth and final of what they're calling the Skywalker saga.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Is the name of the last movie. Looks
so fantastic.
What?
I've been hyped. I've been loving the new Star Wars movies. They're all wonderful. And I don't like anyone who doesn't like The Last Jedi.
Okay, fair enough.
This was probably my favorite on this list. There are some pretty good ones on this list. But I figured we've done this before.
Yes.
We've had these conversations.
Let's do it.
Us nerds love to sit around and talk about, because look, we're passionate about the things we love. And if there's one thing you will learn about Star Wars fans, they're the worst.
We really are.
They are so passionate. I guess I could say we. We are so passionate that sometimes when things don't go our way, or we don't like how it's done.
Yes.
We'll riot. We'll take to the streets. And sometimes we'll even spit on a beloved man's image. Because
I don't go that far, but yes.
He gave us such glory, such cinematic.
Okay.
There's Citizen Kane.
You're taking this to the next
and then
level.
There's the Star Wars trilogy.
Yes.
So this one here is, if you were George Lucas, what would you have done differently with the Star Wars prequels?
So the question is, what would you do differently than George did?
Correct.
Really, that's really truly the question.
So if you had a hand in fixing or changing, or you're that one person who's like, I'm going to go back in time and tell him all the things that were wrong about this trilogy.
Fascinating question, because yes, it's something that literally everyone has their own thoughts and opinions on.
Yes. So I figured this would be a good time for us to maybe flex a creative muscle here.
Maybe. Let's see.
Or maybe not. So the thing that I feel is key is that no matter what we talk about, whatever we change, the main focus still has to be Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, absolutely. That's what this trilogy is about. It's
yes,
about his turning into Darth Vader.
Exactly. So you have to keep that. I almost feel like it's a necessity to keep the romance with Natalie Portman.
With Padme.
Yes. So you have to have that. You have to have this.
Well, maybe not, though. Because originally, surprising fact, originally Luke and Leia were not supposed to be the love child between Anakin and Padme. It was supposed to be from another woman, actually.
Interesting.
Yes.
But don't you feel like they would still have to tackle that romance?
I don't know. Maybe not. In that version, they wouldn't have.
Okay.
Just saying. I think the only basic thing whatever trilogy we come up with has is Anakin turns into Darth Vader. If you don't want Darth Maul, you don't have to have Darth Maul. If you don't want Jar Jar Binks, you don't have to have Jar Jar Binks. Obi-Wan, of course, you'll need, because Obi-Wan has that
exactly
pre-existing relationship,
yes,
with Darth Vader, but it could be in a different way. I don't know.
So you feel like to get from child Anakin in episode one to Darth Vader,
yeah,
you can completely go a different route.
You could.
And still come back to
100%. I think you can. I think it's hard
to believe.
But it's because you're thinking of the original trilogy, of the prequel trilogy.
Right.
I'm saying the question is super powerful because you can do whatever you want. I think the basics is that the original prequels are about Anakin. Mm-hmm. That's it. And everything else you can change.
Okay.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to.
Right. So in that case, what would you personally do different?
Okay.
Maybe we can start with big picture. You would do differently.
Yes.
Versus the small tidbits. Because, I mean, obviously there are little bits and pieces throughout the three that.
So I'm going to be a little not protective of the prequel trilogies because they are truly terrible in a lot of different ways. However, I think the general arc of Anakin as this little boy who is so pure, so good, literally a Jesus, like literal Jesus figure, goes into Anakin, which is this conflicted hero that would eventually bring balance to the Force, but not in the way that everyone expected.
Exactly.
Being the father to Luke.
Right.
And then whatever ends up happening in this last movie, we're all so hyped and excited about. And the name is Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
And who was the first Skywalker?
Anakin.
Yeah. So it's just, very interesting, super interesting. But I like that arc. I think that's really good to keep right there. I think for me, what really bogged down those first three, or the prequels, especially Phantom Menace, is that George decided to focus on hard sci-fi when Star Wars was always soft sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to go deep into trade wars, into the Senate, into the politics.
There's a lot of politics in these movies.
And I love politics, but that's not where Star Wars shines. And I think a lot of the politics in the original movies were inferred or implied. All you need to know, Rebels and the Imperial forces. That's all, the Empire. That's all you needed to know.
One side is trying to rule the world.
Exactly.
Or the galaxy.
Exactly. And one side bad, one side good. And that's how Star Wars works. So I think my overall biggest change would be less focus on that and more focus on Anakin as the little boy, the action, everything, his teachings with Obi-Wan, and Qui-Gon Jinn, of course, at the beginning. But more than that, I think my big change would be focusing on the Jedi, focusing on
exactly
who they are and what they did. And I think the prequels, huge lost opportunity. And I get what George was trying to do. But I would have built that out way more, focused on the battles way more, and just, really shown his trajectory from the sweet little boy to being this corrupted, literal, the most, the boogeyman, like the worst evil villain that could ever be, which was Darth Vader. But what makes Darth Vader so fascinating is jumping to, the next three movies after, but what makes him so fascinating is that Darth Vader actually becomes a figure who does something good at the end. And Anakin, as dark as he always was, there was a light in him.
Yeah, he always had that struggle.
Yes. So those would be my biggest changes. Is focus less on politics, focus more on Anakin, and focus more on the Jedi. That's like my overall big picture changes to the prequels.
And I think that's probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
Because the more you focus on the Jedi side of it, the bigger impact it has when he does make that change.
Exactly.
And there still, to some degree, is that.
Right.
But I just felt like as you worked your way, the build up, because, I mean, you know what's happening.
Exactly.
You know what's going to come.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, but I think you should, the best way to handle that is by making it more impactful.
Right.
Like by the end of those, because I felt like he was more of just like a joke by the end of the third movie. And that's also because they took a lot of attention away from him to focus on dumb stuff like politics. Like,
right.
That's not necessary.
Right. It wasn't needed. And you can just do the surface level version of it.
Exactly.
Where, like, I mean, literally, Phantom Menace starts off with, you know, taxes are high and people are mad.
Right.
What? Like,
who cares?
Who cares?
That has nothing to do with what leads to to where this story goes. I understand it because he does want to try and kind of talk about the birth of the empire and how it kind of got to
where it was.
Where it was. But again, I feel like that's something that could be implied. And that's a part of the story that the fan can fill in on their own time. If there's a fan out there or, who does want to sit down and work out the politics, go for it.
And that's what the comic books are for. What the books are for. Yes. That's perfect. That could be the heart sci-fi, but the movies should always be the big picture stuff.
Exactly.
And like, imagine how epic it would have been if it focused solely on Anakin and how he became Darth Vader.
Oh, it would have been a lot better. Yeah. And
his relationship with Obi-Wan.
Which, exactly.
You know, we do get a lot, to be fair, we do get some good stuff with that. But we could
Lean harder towards the mentor mentality. You know, I wouldn't have even mind if they bumped up that. And the other thing too is and I'll go ahead and say this to kind of fit the guy that they got to play older Anakin, I would have booted him.
Oh, Hayden Christensen?
I would have gone with a different actor.
Interesting.
Because to me, I felt like, especially in the second and third movies, Natalie Portman really upped her performance as a character. Mm. And Anakin, the guy, Hayden Christensen, kind of turned it down.
Interesting. Okay.
So I would have maybe gone with somebody a little bit different to have taken on that role. But yeah, focus. It's a character study. I mean, that's really what Star Wars was about.
Well,
family.
Well, more, you know, more than that, it was about, you're right, it's about character study of Anakin. That's exactly what these first three should have been.
Yeah.
Character study of Anakin.
Right.
And it was this rather unruly mess of a story about trade wars and politics, and Anakin just happened to be in the story.
Yeah. They seem just like very convoluted movies.
Right. And to get to Palpatine and his powers. Right.
Which is, you can do that, but not as such an in-your-face way.
All right. So let's get into some specifics.
Okay.
Did you like the villain? Or multiple villains? Really, when I'm thinking about Phantom Menace, I think about Darth Maul. But of course, you also had Dooku and you had General Grievous. Like, you had other...
Yeah. I liked all the villains.
Yeah.
And I would actually say that I love Darth Maul.
Me too.
They've had comic book series that he's great in. I loved the whole parkour style with the dual lightsabers. I thought that was really interesting. And even later on in one of the other movies, they do kind of bring him back.
I would have loved having him more.
Yeah. He was such an interesting character, and there was not really much of a backstory. And I kind of thought he was going to be the villain that Anakin would face as a child, as a teenager, and then he would overtake Maul. And that he would kill Darth Maul in the second one, and that would lead towards...
See, now, I love that way more than
what we got. Yeah. Like, and it would be kind of cool to maybe have seen, like, Darth Maul kind of, like, egging Anakin on a little bit. Like, come on, you know you like the dark side, and you can kind of start to see Anakin being like...
Interesting.
And then when he kills, then there's that turn.
Right.
I would have preferred maybe a little bit more.
Well, and then just even that, like, Anakin's shift to evil actually happens in the second movie when he massacres a whole bunch of people when he's trying to save his mom.
Right.
And we still sort of get this guy's like, maybe he's a good guy, he just did something really terrible. Like, obviously he's a bad guy, he's going to turn into Darth Vader.
Yeah.
But you're right. Imagine if that buildup was for the third movie. Now, the third movie, of course, he kills the youngins and it's like he really truly can't go back. But, you know, that would have been much more fascinating than the movies we got. Now, no shade towards George, but, you know. Other specific that I would change, and I think a lot of people agree with me on this one, midichlorians. I would have taken them out. Don't need them.
Yes.
I hate that we try to explain. Again, hard sci-fi versus soft sci-fi. We don't need to explain the Force. And if anything, it cheapens it so much so that honestly, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't count midichlorians as canon. In my head, I don't agree. Yeah. I don't count it. Sorry, George. It just doesn't happen. Yeah. And with this last new movie, I hope they never even bring him up again. Because The Force, to me, was never about that. It's this mystical thing that you don't need to know about. You just know what, like, in your heart you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. Midichlorians, you don't need to. The thing that's so exciting about The Force and as a child watching those originals was, like, the mystery of it.
Right.
Like, what is it? It's just the Force. You know, you're either on the good side or the bad side. And I liked that simplicity of it. You know, there's been times in cinema where you try and, you know, get more details and backstory. And it's just like, we don't need that. You know, we...
I mean, you do to a certain extent, but...
Well, the Force... But at the same time...
Exactly what I'm saying.
It's something that doesn't have to... Yeah, it doesn't have to be explained.
It was too much.
You know, it's kind of like when we talked about the Halloween films in our top horror movies, is that when another director went back and made an origin story for Michael Myers and tried to humanize him to a degree, it's just like...
It ruined it.
You don't need this. Like, we understand the concept of what's going on. You don't really need to touch on that. A specific one for me alongside, I think a lot of people would agree, maybe more recent... Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, he needs to go.
Gotta go. That whole side character subplot.
That was bad.
It's also a cheap way when he kind of like watching him like flop around in a battle and end up doing good things and how he kind of like
so clumsy,
ends up like clumsily destroying, like taking down their shields or whatever it was. And you're just like, this is such bad writing.
That was just a huge miss all around.
Yeah.
Should never have happened.
We didn't need any of that. It made absolutely no sense to me. And, you know, I kind of understand that, you know, he wanted to do things like, oh, maybe we need like a Chewbacca style character, you know, this lovable oaf.
Right.
But
which, by the way, Chewbacca is
but Chewbacca's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's an independent character.
Right.
And he's not there for comedic relief. And that's, I felt like Jar Jar was just like.
And he was, you know, Jar Jar is another in a long line of like shoehorned in characters to sell toys and to appeal to kids. Right. But it's just done so badly. So badly.
Like
so.
You could have had Jar Jar Binks in the movie, but just briefly.
Like, or just handled very differently.
Yeah.
Because what it was just terrible and also offensive. So.
Yeah.
Just bad overall. That was bad.
No Jar Jar, no politics. Is there anything else? I mean, I feel like those are the...
I think that's it. I think that's how you fix... And you know what's so funny is that a lot of people actually have done this already because there's fan edits.
Yeah, yeah.
And people do this. And they
cut down the
movie. And honestly, the third movie is not as bad as the first two. You like the second one, I know.
No.
Oh.
The second one's the worst of the three.
Oh. You like the first one.
I enjoyed Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Outside of Jar Jar Binks and his stupid little subplot and how he kind of helped win the war against the droids, I actually didn't mind it. I thought the pod racing was fun. I liked the little kid that plays Anakin. I thought he was adorable. And Darth Maul. Also, Liam Neeson as Qui-Gon Jinn, fantastic.
So you like the third one?
Yeah, I like the third one. Okay. The first one and some of the third one.
I think the third one's the better of all of them.
That's fair.
But, I mean they're all bad. They're all bad.
I wouldn't argue that.
I'm going to be honest. They're all bad.
But two would be the weakest.
I would agree.
Because two is the slowest.
And two's there's just bad stuff that happens in two. They're all bad. Honestly, they're all bad. I hate to say it, but they're just all bad. So they need major fixing, and that's how I would do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Thus the hypothetical.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has left me excited for The Rise of Skywalker because I think what's happened with this latest trilogy is fixing a lot of the wrongs that happen with the prequel trilogies, but also... You know, George has been upset about it because he feels like they're not technologically forward like all the other movies. And I get that, too. But overall, I think these latest movies have sort of shaken the world of what Star Wars can be and sort of gotten away from, you know, certain things.
It's found,
and I appreciate that. So I'm excited.
It's found a nice balance of moving forward while still appreciating
the past,
what we've had.
Yep.
You know, because no matter what, at the end of the day, when these nine movies are set in stone, there's not going to be a single movie outside of the original trilogy that can break the top three.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I'll never. Totally. I mean, you know, it'll always be
totally
5, 6, 4, and then everything else.
Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you have any ideas on how to fix the original prequels, let us know at Daily Sunnyside on
social media. Or make a fan edit for us.
Yeah. Or our Gmail at dailysunnyside@gmail.com. But all right, that has been our episode, and may the force be with you.
There you go.